on the scheduled date.
Call all of Brewery Plan and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, May 27, 2015. Ms. Pedro, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence and turn off all electronic devices. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Gifford?
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Thero?
Here.
Commissioner Fernell?
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Here.
Commissioner Gervasis?
Here.
Okay, minutes from the last meeting of April 22nd. All got it down back. Just do a hand motion.
Absolutely.
A move by Mr. Gervasis.
Yes.
Second by Ms. Perkins. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye, nays, ayes have it. On the zoning, we don't have anything. On the planning, item A, we have a variance request from Lakin in Burgoyne, 2640 Orleans Quarter Drive, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude improvement to build a patio. Ms. Burgoyne, can you explain what you...
I just want, you see the picture in the right, I just want to extend my back patio and it's going to go over the servitude. So just 12 feet from the edge of my house.
And just, the ditch is culverts?
Yes, it's already culverted in. And I just want to do cement, no patio.
No cover?
No.
Every time. We just can replay that same song.
You understand that if we have to do drainage, it's your responsibility to remove the patio?
Yes.
I think that's what we're doing already.
Don't they sign something?
Yes, we will be added to sign.
So now can we?
Yes.
Motion by Mr. Gervasis.
Second.
Second by Mr. Gifford. That's the forward to the planning and zone, I mean, to the town council without approval. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Ayes have it.
Okay, item B, have a public hearing on the final plat showing a re-subdivision of lot A4.1 of Lynn T. Pusho Track into lots A4.1A and A4.1B located in section 14, township 8, south range 12, east south, southeast of Land District, west of the Mississippi River, town of Brule, parish of West Baton Rouge, state of Louisiana, for Sherry Elizabeth Lopez Pusho. Mr. Langwell, you represent Ms. Sherry Pusho?
I am. Clayton Langwell, Hot Engineers and Surveyors. I'm here to represent Ms. Pusho. She is here today. What we're looking to do, we're looking to cut out a lot. There's an existing servitude that ends about right here. We're going to come in here and extend it to here, and then we're going to take this lot and make another lot. The ordinance calls for us to extend this servitude of passage all the way out, but as you can see, if we would do that, we would be going about another, we'd be going roughly about 774 feet. So the ordinance says we can only go 500 feet from here. So that would overextend. Now, this piece of property, as we discussed before, is going to be subdivided later on. And we will take the building line off. We put this building line on that just so that it would stand that, no building sites can be inside this area. But I think after talking to y'all, we'll just put the note that says that this will not be a building site until it's further subdivided.
That's correct.
Now, if you want, we can extend this out 500 feet. We can go to 500 feet if you want. The servitude, that's up to y'all.
Right now, all we worry about is one lot.
This is one lot, that's all we got, and the only thing that, like I said, the only thing that we do not meet the ordinance for is that we do not have the servitude passage extended all the way through the parent property. We didn't put that on as a variance yet, because like I said, we want to get y'all to suit y'all decision for us. So we'll just add that variance on there, and then we'll take on the building line, and we'll add it, not a building site.
Okay, just here, the public here is open, anybody from the public wants to?
Which lot is involved, please? Do you point it?
Right here.
Just that lot?
Right.
And nothing on the,
Originally what happened was, when they cut out this lot for Mike and Lisa right here,
yeah,
they left this little piece right here as part of this parent track. So now what we're doing is, we're just making it an L-shaped lot, so that this part will now be part of their property, and it'll just have a servitude of passage over it. We have a note up here that says the servitude of passage is in favor of this lot, and this lot.
This lot, what?
And this one.
The whole track.
The whole track, right. Everybody has access to the servitude of passage.
Well, they don't have access to the third lot, 41B.
This, yes, what happens, it just spills out into that lot. Normally, that's all we do. Normally, in any surveying we do, we just take the servitude of passage and run it up to the lot, because once you get into this lot, you're in. You know, you don't need a servitude to it, but y'all ordinance does state that.
Well, the servitude of passage goes to the lot line?
Yes.
I didn't show that up there.
And look right here, you see that little dash line going across?
That's the line.
And you see that little dimension right there, and it shows this is the servitude.
That's just a dimension line.
Right.
So it's part of the end of the servitude.
No, sir, that's just a dimension.
280 feet from the iron rod on the...
280.
West eastern corner all the way to that.
That's correct, 280 feet from here to the end of the servitude.
Any questions from Mr. Lane?
Does that still block track B? Does that still block them with that servitude where the...
It doesn't block it. It goes all the way to that property line, and then...
Come on, 41B?
And Ms. Pusher owns all of it, so she's got access to it, no matter where that line's at. Right?
Right.
That's a dimension line, Ms. Rose.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You talking about all the way to this lot?
No, I'm talking about on Travassos' lot. Does that still block them, where they don't have that access that was created years and years ago?
Boy, that access already exists, it's here. That's what this is.
Yeah.
No, he gets that.
Yeah, we not even touching that part, no. We not even doing anything with that, no matter.
It's from Rachel's. I know he does. I've seen this, and all this, years ago.
How wide is that lot?
This one?
Yeah, what's that?
115, it's 115.69 at the top, and then at the bottom, it's the same dimension, it's 115.69 here, but like I said, originally...
No, the width of the lot north.
This way?
Yeah.
195.29.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
I got it.
Sometimes they give you all these little copies, they harder to read.
A little just like...
That's okay, that's all right. That's why we're here, we're gonna answer all the questions.
The 195 goes all the way through the servitude.
Yeah.
Correct.
Any other questions from the public?
I'm good.
You good, please, from the public hearing? Any questions from the public, from the commission? Your motion?
I'm a member of the commission, and I am going to recuse myself, because I'm a neighbor and that.
Okay.
But I'm not opposed.
You're not opposed, okay.
I move that we recommend it to the council for approval.
Got a motion by Ms. Payroll? Second by Ms. Cornell, let's do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Cornell?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Recused.
Commissioner Gidry?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, please. Okay, item C. We got a public hearing, final plat of Hatchaw and subdivision of lot 1A and lot 2A into lots TL-1 and TL-2 and TL-3, located in section 15, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Town of Brule, West Baton Rouge Parish, Southeastern Land District, West Baton Rouge Parish, with Travis Lemoine. Open the public hearing. Travis, you represent?
Yeah.
First time being here. Yeah. You are Travis, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
All we want to do is just like it's grown up?
It's
Already all four.
It's already all four.
Correct.
It's two lots now, and with a, or two lots and with a change.
Make it three lots.
Correct.
Really, all you're doing is drawing up, is creating additional boundary between the, who was the?
It was actually
Described that corner and this corner. The lot was L-shaped.
Correct.
That lot was L-shaped. And you increased the size of the lot, or not? The 60-foot frontage?
Yeah.
That was
Just a half.
Is that what you was saying? Just a half? Yeah, right here.
Right.
Okay, that's 60-foot, which is the minimum for R4 zoning. And this one's 60-foot, which is the minimum.
65.
65. So it meets all of that. The areas, it meets all the area requirements. The only thing we see is right here, this 10-foot building line. That has to be increased to 15.
Okay.
Corner lot.
Okay.
The building line has to be 15-foot on that corner.
15 on this corner, 25 on the Main Street corner.
Main Street. This is 15. This has to be 15.
Right.
This can stay 10.
Right, that's fine.
But this has to be 15 for the building line, because it's a corner lot. That's 10-foot, that's the rear. The rear is 10-foot.
Yeah.
Front is 20, actually, the front is 25 for the front.
45 on the inside.
So we okay, other than that 15, that 10 needs to be moved to 15.
Okay.
Any other questions on the commission?
And these are for apartments?
I don't know what they're called. If you want to ask him.
Are these for apartments?
A couple of rent houses.
Oh, two rent houses?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that like a duplex?
No, I have one on that lot, then one on the corner lot.
So two separate, right?
Correct.
Now, about this, in the corner back here, that's a garage apartment.
Right. Correct.
And on R4, you can have more than one dwelling.
Garage apartment and one dwelling on one lot.
Right.
So it's really not apartments you put in, it's
It's a house, small house. Yes, ma'am.
Is that house originally on that corner? You just moved it?
Yeah, no, it was on the corner.
It wasn't, well, at one time, his family's house was on the corner.
Yeah, after the big project, that big
Yeah, that's where that got moved.
Main Street project.
Any other questions from the public? Public hearing still open.
That was my question about what was he going to do with it? So it's got to be two houses.
Two separate houses.
Thank you.
We're not approving way bills on it right now. We just subdividing the property.
No, we were just inquiring.
This doesn't apply to what you're doing.
That's right.
Do you plan to rehabilitate that apartment, that garage apartment?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
In time, I do.
That's everything you do with the re-subdivision, but it shows now that the house isn't
Right.
Any other questions from the public? Public hearing, public hearing's closed. Have any other questions from the commission, or do I hear a motion?
I move to recommend.
Motion by Mr. Henry to recommend to the town council that we accept this subdivision.
With the change in this.
With the change on the 15.
Right.
Second by Ms. Payroll. Let's do a roll call vote on this.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yep.
Commissioner Gidry?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes. Okay, any other business? Anybody got any other business? No? Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? Remarks of personal privilege? Okay, any announcements? No announcements? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I said move.
Move by Mr. Cabasis. Second by Mr. Gary, all those in favor, aye. Meeting adjourned.
That last one's still haunting me.
Thank you, though.